On this Friday of the fifth week, the Church gives us two very strong texts, which always have a greater power when they're read at the liturgy. In the first text, we have that whole glimpse again, as we do in the psalm, of the interior sufferings of Jesus. I hear the whisperings of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. How would you like to live like that? How would you have to live like that? And every day, preach, tell people about the Father, turn people from sin. Every day, stand and face a crowd, and in that crowd, see those eyes of those who hate you and want to kill you. And keep on going. You see, that's Jeremiah, and that's Jesus. Perhaps he will be trapped, then we can prevail and take our vengeance on him. But the Lord is with me, like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble, they will not triumph. And so, you know, you test the just and probe the mind and heart. Let me witness the vengeance you take on them, not in any self-satisfied way, but there should be justice. And if they're punished in this life, they still have a chance to turn to you before they die. And then, this anticipation of what the Lord will do. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor man above all poor men is our Lord Jesus Christ. He's identified. You know that's when he tells that story about the two fellows going into the temple to pray. One goes up to the front and the other stays in the back. And the one in the back says, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus is identified with that one. Okay. And then the psalm, you know, all about this. This is Psalm 18. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard me. We know that. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the Lord Christ with us in his body and blood to be our food, our drink, until we see him. We know the Father heard him. He's risen from the dead. Now, this is a very interesting text, and it's one of the most monotheistic texts. It's the text where we see who is suffering for our sins. God. Take this text, any text you want like it, and pray. Who died for our sins? Who is on that cross? God. When it begins to dawn, life changes. God wants to die for us, to set us free. Why? To share his life with us for eternity. To repair the ugly rebellion, not only of poor old Adam and Eve, but of every one of us. And so, I've shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me? The Jews answered him, we are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You are a man, making yourself God. At least they're getting the picture. Jesus answered them in this magnificent text. It's a psalm, right? Isn't that written in your law, you are gods? If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and that's the psalm. You are gods. If it calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated, has sanctified, and sent into the world. How did Jesus get sanctified? That humanity is joined hypostatically, the theologians will say, to the very Word of God. Ineffable. That humanity has no human person. The personality of that humanity is divine. And here we are meditating this to get ready to go through the commemoration of the Eucharist, of the suffering and the resurrection. The one, you see, if it calls them gods to whom the word came, then how can you say that he blasphemes, you see, whom the Father, that humanity, chosen by God, the Father, joined from the first moment of existence, hypostatically, to the divine Word of God. That's the one among us. That's the one we feed on in his body and blood. This is one of these texts that is meant to open up for us like a burst of water breaking through a dam. It's God who died for us. It's God who loves us. It's God who cares for us. It's God who's going to be our beatitude forever because of his blood. Now we start, you see, we get 30 some odd days to get ready for these kind of texts. And now the mystery is totally beyond us. God died for us. He sanctified him. Because from the moment of that conception, that little zygote is divine. Only the Holy Spirit can open that up for us. But we've been talking about the three things that the church teaches us. By now the church is saying, you either got the picture about how you're supposed to change your life or you haven't. Now we're going to look at the other two. The interior suffering of Jesus and the divine reality of the work of redemption. Divine. Only the Holy Spirit can show us that. This is why the church says, pray more during Lent. Read the scriptures more during Lent. Fast. Give away some of your goods. Get free. So that my Holy Spirit can open up your spirit and you can see, even in faith, even just a glimpse, who it is who saved you and what it cost God to save us.